On Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
And Krizia, our travel expert, and we're talking about gap years.
And lots of people texting in, you know, people saying like, I went on a gap year, Chris. It was the best thing I ever did. As a just turned 18-year-old girl, to go by myself was amazing. I grew up so much, and yes, I funded it all myself. Also on the flip side, Connor from Wollongong. Gap years are a load of bull. Toughen up and work like everyone else.
I reckon no one should have any fun.
Yeah, I agree.
No, wow, how harsh is that?
I was wondering, Chris, if you had any advice about going alone or going with people, going with groups or that kind of thing.
Again, I think it comes down to your motivation. So I think if you're a person that is really gregarious and likes to have your kind of mates around you, then there's an option of travelling with friends. I also kind of think it's the biggest test of a friendship. It's the biggest test of a relationship as well when you go away with someone, because you're kind of reliant upon them as well. But it potentially could also restrict your ability to meet others while you're out and about. So again, it just depends on how you kind of function. But I do think it can be one of those really great solo experiences, because you're really tested and you have to have conversations with people you wouldn't normally. You know, you have to work out how you make friends in different languages and all that sort of stuff. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, Alana from Moonee Ponds, you found a clever way to fund it by working for a tour company. How did that go?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was an absolutely amazing experience, and I got to see, obviously, a lot of countries in Europe. Got to meet so many people, and I experienced a lot more in life on the road than I ever would have working in a corporate job in that time, that's for sure.
What was your favourite part of working as part of a tour company?
Definitely meeting so many people. I think group travel for me and for so many people I've met is definitely the way to go, just because, you get the safety of meeting people, the social factor, and, yeah, obviously it's just an all-round incredible experience. You get to see so many new places and have those nights out. I think the most special part of travelling is having those really unique experiences. You know, you might be in Santorini watching the sunset, or in Amsterdam at a sex show, and getting to share that with people is really special.
Similarly beautiful and romantic.
I'm kind of freaked out by those two experiences, right? It's a total juxtaposition.
Or a sex show.
Oh, wow.
Gotta mix it up, you know?
Sure.
One with the sun going down and one with the moon coming up. But Dave,
that's a clever way of doing things, right? You know, she's obviously, Alana's got the gift of the gab. So, you know, there's a way to actually, you know, earn some cash while you're out there.
You could be honest with me, Chris. You must have been on some tours. Do you find that tour guides just make shit up?
I've been with bad, you know, when you've got a bad tour guide, I think is the best answer to that. I think most tour guides are pretty good and pretty comprehensive, but you know, when you've got a really crappy one, and that's just when you don't tip, basically. Sorry. My cash is staying in my wallet.
Dave in Cheltenham, you did a thing called woof. What's that?
Yeah, woofing is worldwide organization of farms.
Mm-hmm.
So you choose your country, choose what kind of farm, animals, winery, all that kind of stuff, and then how long you want to go for, and you get free board, food, and it's awesome.
Where'd you go?
We went to the foothills of the Italian Alps, about an hour north of Milan.
Right, and what were you doing on that farm there?
Milking goats and cows and making cheese.
It's
organic, right? You know, that's an organic, you know, so everything's kind of done in a really interesting way. I reckon that, my understanding is there's over 1,500 farms in Australia that are part of the whole woofing thing as well. So that's a whole other volunteer aspect that you can look at too. It's a good one.
Yeah, our lady Anna was a monk, and totally organic lifestyle, and it was really interesting. Yeah, it was good fun.
Oh my God. So you lived with a monk and milked goats on your gap year. That is amazing.
Very spiritual.
Incredible. Well, let us know. 0439757555. If there are any other experiences you think people should know about that you went on. Chris, like, what are the most popular places? If you were to go top three, what are the most popular things people do for gap years?
I'll go by theme. Is that all right? So what I'll do is I'll go variety. So for the variety of experiences, I would go Europe, because you can go to the most kind of countries and destinations. I think it was Alana that was talking about as the tour guide piece. You get such a variety of stuff. I also think that it's interesting because English is quite a leveling language, because a lot of people in Europe actually speak English, but if you're German, you don't necessarily speak Italian, and if you're Italian, you don't necessarily speak German. So what it ends up doing is everyone speaks a little bit of English. So we're actually, as first language English speakers, we're quite lucky to have that that ability to communicate quite readily throughout Europe. So that'd be my one for variety. For kind of that kind of all the rage, the thing that's actually very big at the moment is Japan. So Japan is just, it's, you know, across all the demographics is the thing that people are getting really excited about at the moment. And that's definitely one to consider if you're looking at that kind of Asian experience. And then if you're more intrepid, if you want a really epic trip, I'd be doing Central America, Mexico, South America. But that is going to, you've got to have an adventurous spirit and be quite brave, and you'd probably be a bit tested.
Yeah, I want to go and do all. Let's do it, Lewis. Let's go gap year.
Let's do it. Yeah, there's never been a radio duo who did a gap year overseas before.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's no copyright on that. Jen and Lewis's Central America. See you in court, Hamish and Andy.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.